USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American citizen and Marine veteran, Willie Joseph Kensel, died while fighting in Ukraine. His wife broke the news and said he went there wanting to help people and had always felt that this was his main mission in life. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, President Biden said he's sending Congress requests for more money for Ukraine. During a press conference at the White House Thursday, Biden said in total he's asking for an additional $33 billion. $20 billion would be used for military assistance, $8 billion for economic assistance, and $3 billion for humanitarian aid.
The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
The 2022 NFL Draft took place in Las Vegas, Nevada yesterday. There were 9 trades made by teams on day one, the most since 2004. Be careful of the little furry beasts in Arkansas.
Arkansas is filing a lawsuit against Family Dollar after more than 1,000 rodents were discovered at one of the company's warehouses.
The Family Dollar Distribution Center in West Memphis experienced massive rodent infestation throughout its facility and had direct exposure and potentially contaminated commonly purchased products.
State Attorney General Leslie Rutledge outlining investigations into the West Memphis Distribution Center. Those investigations discovered a massive infestation by rats and other vermin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Police have arrested a 74-year-old man in the 1988 killing of 11-year-old Melissa Tremblay in Massachusetts, the Essex District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday. The cold case was re-examined by authorities in 2014, and evidence recovered from the victim's body was instrumental in solving the case. Marvin C. McClendon, Jr. was arrested Tuesday in Bremen, Alabama. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others in the Biden administration claim they inherited a faulty border situation from former President Trump. But, says Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax Thursday, the goal all along since President Biden took office has been to open the border for more Democrat voters.
Really believe in open borders. They think that we're just fine. They don't care if it overwhelms our social services, our hospitals, our welfare programs. They just don't care. And they see it as a power play because they do believe that people who are coming in illegally because the Democrats have turned a blind eye will be sympathetic ultimately, or their children will be sympathetic to Democrats in politics. So this really has to do with power politics, but it really is a complete disdain for the actual individuals, because encouraging the illegal immigration encourages trafficking of use, it encourages drug transportation, all of the things, but it's really bad for the people trying to get across the river illegally. It's not good for those people either. But this is an attitude that the Democrats have mostly honest about. They just don't care.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.